Brian Alvarez here. You're listening to the Kicking Out Podcast, a podcast about All Elite Wrestling, hosted by Tanner Lee, Paul Zartman, and Austin Shepherd.
You are listening to the number one AEW podcast, the Kicking Out Podcast, a podcast about All Elite Wrestling, hosted by my favorite host, Tanner Lee, Paul Zartman, and Austin Shepherd. So if you want to know everything that's going on in the world of All Elite Wrestling, AEW, then you need to listen to the Kicking Out Podcast. Please tell Thunder Rosa I said hello.
One, two, kicking out another brand new episode of the Kicking Out Podcast. Tanner Lee here with one of my co-hosts. He's back from Florida, the Shep, Main Event Shep, also known as Austin Shepherd. Shep, how are we doing?
Was I in Florida or Alaska? I don't know. Either way.
Depends how you look at it, right?
I either have a tan or that's windburn. We can go either way.
Either way, we're in March. It's March already. March 1st.
Tonight. March 1st. Thank the good Lord. February's done. February sucked.
February's done. The year's a sixth over.
Again, I guess that's a way to look at it.
I don't know.
That's your Purdue math.
I'm not speaking about them today.
Hey, Tanner.
I'm not doing it,
Shep. Tanner, hold on. OH.
I'm not doing it, Shep. Season can't end soon enough. Might miss the start of the show as I just got my groceries. I'm walking home from the store now. Hey, getting the steps in. Good exercise.
Good job, Majin. Don't drop the maple syrup, brother.
Brandon James, what's up, guys? What are your thoughts on AEW this week? Oh, we'll get into it, but I thought it was another solid week of AEW yet again. And Steffi says, hey, Shep.
Hey, Steffi, did you watch? I actually watched a good amount of the NASCAR race today, and I thought it was a very, very entertaining race for being what it was. I don't like that Jordan keeps winning.
Man, 3 for 3.
I don't know. There might be a little, you know, is it because he tried to, he took NASCAR to court and NASCAR realized that, wait, Jordan has more money than us and we should probably back the fuck off.
He can put on this thing for years and years and years if he wants to.
Yeah. We better back the fuck off. Now, Tyler Reddick, West Virginia guy, dirt late model guy. Guess where he got his motors from, Tanner?
I got a guess, but I'll let you take it.
Well, when he was in the dirt late model, he got his motors from right here in Rochester, Indiana, from One Gertie Engines.
That's what I figured. I didn't want to act like an idiot and be wrong.
If you Google Tyler Reddick as a young kid, he had red hair, like red long curly hair. But if you Google dirt late model, he had an insignia this big on the side of his car because he was sponsored by the Gertie Engines right here in Rochester, Indiana.
Well, that makes sense because, I mean, you know the guy. I'm not going to throw his name out there, but a friend of mine who's former stepdad used to own Gertie's Engines is a big, big Reddick fan, so that makes sense. So, yeah. Another good week of AEW. We got a lot of news and everything to go over. But, Shep, did you watch or listen to the pod last week? I know you were on vacation, so – I mean, you can be honest. You don't have to say yes when you.
I saw bits and pieces Sunday night at this time. I was doing my first ever cold plunge.
No, did somebody get it on recording?
Did somebody get what on recording?
Your cold plunge.
Cold plunge. There was a picture. It wasn't very flattering of me, if you could imagine. But our house had a pool, and I'm like, I know it's cold out, but like they're gonna heat it, right? Because there's a hot tub in there. And like, no, we found out it took $125 a day to heat your pool and hot tub. So obviously, us playing golf all day long didn't find the benefit in that. So about 9 o'clock on Sunday last night or last week, I had a couple pops, and I said, you know what? I walked 9 holes today. I walked. believe it or not, I walked. You know, the lower body needs a little help. So I put a meat thermometer in the pool because that's all we had in the house is the meat thermometer. It was 54 degrees.
Oh, my God.
The water was 54 degrees. And I went in. I stayed in for 3.5 minutes.
That's pretty good.
And I think I talked like a 4-year-old girl. Yeah. Is how high my voice was.
We got JPJ in the house.
Saying, what's up, JPJ?
What's going on, my friend?
Hey, I appreciate JPJ's coverage over Elimination Chamber and the past couple events that I have not been able to watch. Always tune into that guy. He's got great coverage on anything professional wrestling. And if you like a little gaming, he's got that too.
Oh, yeah. He's always on Twitch playing some college football or MLB. He's always got it going on. Brandon James, y'all heard about Paramount merging with Warner Brothers Discovery. That's one of my topics we're going to get into in just a moment. Yes. Yes. And Majin, major shrinking there, two ship.
Oh, absolutely. As much
to show for in any way.
Hey, it was negative one.
Yeah. Brody Jr., negative one.
It was negative one, boys. That was the coldest water I've ever voluntarily been in. Let's put it that way.
Well, Ship, when I asked you if you had watched or listened to any of the pod last week, it's because I want to show you a clip from last week, and I'm not getting this any context. So I think everybody else knows what I'm going to throw up there, but here we go.
Big meaty man. Big meaty man slapping each other.
What was that?
I'll play it for you one more time.
Wait that again.
Yes, I will.
Big meaty man. Big meaty man slapping each other.
Was that big meaty men slapping each other?
Yes, it was.
We need to get Paul drug tested.
That's why I wanted to play it for you with no context to see what you thought about it. But the context behind it was... We were talking about the upcoming match for Dynamite last week, Brody King and Mark Davis. And he said something along the lines of like, oh, you know how people are going to react to that. I'm not going to do it, though. I'm like, what are you talking about? And then he did that. So and I told him I was going to clip it. He's like, no, you won't. I'm like, yes, I will.
Speaking of that match on – that was on Dynamite, right?
Dynamite?
Yeah. That was a great match. I did.
It was a really good match.
Yes, that was it.
Yeah, we got that clip now forever. I mean, he really didn't think I was going to clip it. I'm like, right when he did, I'm like, that's going to be clipped.
Main event says we need to put that on Discord. So
it'll be over there by after the show.
Please upload that and tag Paul.
Yeah, but Paul has no idea unless he's tuning in right now that I did that. But and he's under the weather for everybody watching and listening. By the way, that's why he texted us this morning, says he's been sick since Thursday. So
he's got the meat sweats. He can't make it.
He's got the meat.
He's got the meat sweats. He had to pass this week.
I was gonna put it on our socials, but I'm like, I won't be that much of a jerk. But
you'd do it if it was me.
Yeah, I probably would.
Fair enough. That's okay.
I probably would. Kyle says Paul's gonna be mimmied to death now in the Discord. Oh yeah, beautiful.
Please,
he deserves it.
Yeah.
Oh man. Yeah. Yeah. But we do got some news items to talk about. We're not gonna do it on this day. That's a Paul thing. I let him do that research. I, to be honest, was too lazy today and didn't do that. But got some news items to go over. First one, Brandon James brought up Paramount acquiring Warner Brothers Discovery instead of Netflix. Looked like it was going to be Netflix for a while, but you know how it works. You know how things go. But Dave Meltzer tried to put a spin on it as far as how he thinks everything's going to impact the world of professional wrestling in his eyes, which nobody really knows for the next couple of years because this isn't going to go into it's not going to start for a little while. And AEW is under contract with WBD through the end of 2027 with an option for 2028. So, and they do own a small stake of the company. So there's a lot of stuff to work out there. But Meltzer explained that both Paramount and Netflix would have posed problems for AEW. But the biggest plus point is that Paramount is picking up the television stations. This means that all of AEW's assets will be kept together instead of broken up, which would have happened if the Netflix deal went through, making AEW more valuable in theory.
Yeah, so I don't think this hurts AEW at all.
I think this plays out better for them than it would have been if Netflix got the company.
Yeah. So it's always going to be, I mean, we're the way of streaming now, right?
Sure.
You know, there's no such thing as pay-per-view anymore. There's no, hey, let's get on mom and dad's Dish Network and spend $49.95, right?
Right.
That's not the way of the world anymore. So,
well, you still can't. I mean, AEW through HBO Max pay-per-views are $39.99. And if you don't go through Max, they still are $49.99.
Right. If you go, I think the last one, I think you go through Paramount, correct? Yeah.
Did you? I think
the last one I went through was
Prime. I will never go through Prime again. Like I tried Full Gear, I think it was. No, Wrestle Dream, you and me both. We got screwed out of the Darby Mox main event.
That was a rough one.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So I think I've done YouTube the last couple times. But Kyle here said, I think I need to get myself a Main Event Shep shirt.
I like it.
KickingOutShop.com. And Kyle said, Prime stinks. Yeah, that Wrestle Dream experience, I'll never do that again. Yep, YouTube. Yep. Because I used to have HBO Max, but, you know, between my wife and I, we have so many streaming options. We finally sat down not too long ago, like, we got to cut something. For now, Max got the cut, but not to say it won't come back on our lineup eventually. But
I don't even want to know what streaming services I have.
Yeah, it's great. When you sit down and, like, go through them and add them up, it's kind of ridiculous. But on top of, we have YouTube TV on top of that, so.
Right.
But yeah, that was a big thing. So, I mean, we'll have to see how it plays out. I think AEW will be fine in the long run. An interesting thing is, if you think about streaming options, of course, there's HBO Max and Paramount's got Paramount Plus. Well, when this merger happens, you got to think they're going to merge them all together and call it something else. That's got to be good news for AEW then, because even more eyeballs will be able to view the product than just Max subscriber right now.
Well, and the reason I get Paramount is I get it through my Prime subscription. I'm not a standalone Paramount guy. I get it because I'm on Prime. So, you know, I get a 2-for-1, a bongo, baby. Buy one, get one.
Chief said TKO making us pay $30 a month for 4 matches with ads. Oh yeah, the ring has ads too.
Yeah, ads all over the place. Did not care for the ad in the middle of the chamber.
The chamber. What was up with that?
Yeah. I mean,
the timing of that was weird.
If anybody wants a piece of shit truck with a bad transmission, you know, buy one of those things. Just throwing it out there.
Yeah, the placement was very odd for that. Yeah, very odd. And somebody, I don't know what WWE superstar is going to start wearing. Oh, I think it's Dirty Dom is going to start wearing something on his trunks or on his tights. Did I read that correctly?
For Ram?
No. But for one of the sponsors, not for Ram. But I could have read that wrong. I was like, oh, that's the direction we're going to start going to.
It'd be hilarious if they put Ram across his ass.
Montana, how would Paul react if Tony booked a Brody King versus Butcher match? He'd react like this.
Oh, big meaty man. Oh, big meaty man slapping each other. Oh.
That's so bad. Thank God the butcher's on the shelf, isn't he?
I don't know. Between him and Blade, I'm not sure.
Blade worked GCW this weekend.
He did. Brody Jr. on the mic.
Yeah. With Brody. But I think the Butcher's on the shelf. Thank God.
Chief said, yeah, it's true. Dude wipes, has claimed Dom. So he's got dude wipes on his ass.
That's worse than I don't know. Hey,
I mean, it is.
We've all been there. We've all needed.
Yeah, it is good product placement, I guess.
Yeah, we've all needed to. I we're all adults here.
Imagine said Butcher is healthy. Tweeted saying he's ready to go.
Okay.
All right.
Well, he's ready to come back. Maybe Brody can find a tag team, tag mate.
Brody's got one. Bandito.
Brody, or little Brody. You know what I'm talking about.
Sorry.
Yes.
All right. Yeah.
Negative one. Sorry. Negative one.
There you go. Hey, kid's got it, man. Kid's got it if he stays with it. Steffi, did you see the Joey Janela thing? Yeah.
That was one. Awesome. Yeah. I read the comments, which I shouldn't have, right? Because all comments are just negative bullshit on social media. But you know, a lot of them saying, "Oh, congratulations! You're gonna let your first singles match be with the most unsafe worker in the world." Yada 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 yada. But I thought Joey Janela did a really good job. I know a lot of AEW people didn't care for him, and he wore his welcome out. But I thought that little segment between him and Brody were good. He played it up. He sold it. Of course, he had a black eye from the night before. He was down in Cincinnati at Warrior Wrestling, I believe, on Friday night.
Which Main Event Wrestling Network sponsor.
Correct.
Which we are part of the Main Event Wrestling Network.
Yep. So he got a little shiner down there in Cincinnati and made his way up to GCW on Sunday. Friday, Saturday. I get them all confused. It's been a long week. Today is Sunday. So he was sporting a little bit of a shiner, and he sold it really well. And when Brody says, "You're just Megan Bain's bitch," it was awesome. The crowd popped. The crowd popped. It was awesome. Good for him.
Yep. Yep. And good for Amanda, his mom, for letting him have fun. Let him go out doing what he wants to do.
Yeah, and he's been training in the dungeon, right, with Natty and TJ. Mm-hmm. So I feel like he's been doing that for over a year. So they've got him prepared to do a couple spots like he did the other night and be just fine. So
yeah. Chief with a good comment here. Oh, yeah, Andrade has been on a roll since he left WWE. He's killing on AEW and New Japan. I see him going far in the G1. Absolutely.
Yeah, I'm pumped that he's going to be in the G1.
Yeah, he's perfect for that. And him and Bandito, not a ton of build for the match coming up at Revolution, even though, I mean, it's official now with 2 weeks to go. 2 weeks from tonight is Revolution, the first AEW pay-per-view of 2026. But that match has the ability to steal the show.
Absolutely. I thought he did a hell of a job the other night for New Japan. They were in New Jersey?
Yes. Yeah, Jersey.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, yeah. Yep. Did a great job.
Yep, and then he had a good match against Ishii on Collision, which I'm glad Ishii wasn't hurt. We talked last week. I thought his hamstring was gone after Dynamite last week.
So. Well, I thought it was his shoulder, and then I saw in his match on New Japan on Friday night, his shoulder was heavily taped, but he gave one of the most dirtiest lariats that I've seen. So obviously he's a freaking bulldog. He can work through it. So.
Yep. Stone Pitbull.
Yeah.
Mon said, I saw on Twitter, someone commented, "I'm telling mom," and tagged Amanda. Brody's mom.
Nice.
And Mon said, the most unsafe worker in the world. Nah, that's Harley Cameron, according to Twitter, with a rolling eye emoji.
Dude, Harley Cameron got a lot of shit this week.
Yeah, she did. She's catching strays. I mean, she got rid of her account. It's just some people on the IWC, most of them actually, unfortunately, can just be pieces of crap.
Easy there. Yeah. Last time I called up the IWC, some guy like tried to fact check me, and he was only like 40% correct.
You get that? Yeah. Steffi says, I mean, if you are trained in the dungeon, that's a badge of honor there.
Which is true. I think TJ and Natty, like from what I see, they do a hell of a job.
I think Maj is looking at my notes because he says, I'm glad Penelope Ford isn't injured too badly. That was my next bit of news I was going to bring up. Backstage report on the injury suffered by Penelope Ford on Dynamite. It was on a moonsault. She didn't quite get caught correctly or didn't get caught at all. Going for a moonsault, it looked like everybody was feared that she broke her ankle. But it doesn't look like that's the case. It said after the match revealed that the situation may not be as devastating as feared. To what extent Ford did get injured remains a mystery, however, and thus it's unknown whether she will have to miss time, how much time she would have to miss in this scenario. That lady's had some awful injury luck. And she was out for 20 months between 2023 and 2024, and then missed 6 months in 2022, missed some time earlier this year. So, yeah. So they had to call an audible in that match the other night. I don't know what the result was going to be, but Lina Cross getting involved and hitting Willow with the belt to get DQ'd, that wasn't the original finish. So, I mean, good audible for the scenario they were in. But.
Sure. Sure. I read that it was just a severe sprain, not a broken ankle, just a severe sprain. So hopefully she can mend that and be back in a couple of weeks.
Because, you know, I thought going into that match, I'm like, I think Megabad's going to take the titles off of the Babes of Wrath. But I don't know if that was the planned finish or not. I have not seen any reports about that. So, and here's a question for you, Shep. I was bitching about this last week. Both the men's division and the women's division, I don't like when we have double champions. Like right now, Willow's a half of a tag champ and also a TBS champ because I think it takes away from the other title.
Sure, because you can only promote one title a night because
exactly
unless you make her work twice. Same way with the trios.
100%.
You know, and I feel like the trios are in an awful spot. You know, five rows from the front because Hangman is obviously in a main event picture right now, so he could care less about the trios.
Exactly.
So he's not going to have a trios match.
Well, and when he does, he's a whole different character. Like when he's going for the title right now with MJF, he's Hangman Adam Page. He's cowboy shit. When he's with Jet Speed for Jet Set Rodeo, he's like a whole different character wearing all different gear and everything. I just don't really like it. And I know you didn't watch Collision last night, but Speedball Mike Bailey and the Jet, Kevin Knight, threw out a trios title match challenge to Proto Okada, Kyle Fletcher, and Kazuchika Okada for them to find another member of the Don Callis family to go for the trios. And right there, I'm like, see, even if we make that transition and dethrone Jet Set Rodeo, I hate that because now you're putting it on Fletcher, who's the TNT champ, and Okada, who's the international champ.
Oh, that, and they have 1, 2, 3, 4. They have 14,7452 guys. Exactly what
Mike Bailey said. Now hopefully you can find one of your 12,000 members to team up with you. So, yeah. Comment here on YouTube. Totally agree. We'll need to drop one of those belts. Let's talk about Willow. Yeah, and I want to see Megan Bain dethrone her for the TBS title, to be honest. Like, I feel like they had a shot to put a rocket ship on Willow after she beat Mercedes at the end of 2025 to win the TBS title. They haven't really done a lot with her TBS title reign.
Well, it's been foreshadowed by the first ever women's tag team, AEW tag team women's champions.
True.
Took a back seat.
True. Maj said the women's division looks better already now that the title is on Tekla and not just because she's a baddie. No, Tekla's doing great work, I think, already with the women's title. I like her promos. Her in-ring work's been good. Her and Thunder Rosa should be a fun women's title match coming up on Wednesday. Got to think she's going to retain, and then Statlander will get a rematch at Revolution. You got to think.
I could go or leave Tekla. It's okay.
Yeah.
So hopefully we get 100% Thunder Rosa on Wednesday.
Really, yeah, she looked good against Julia Hart a week ago.
She did, but I want 100% Thunder Rosa, because I think when she's 100%, she can be a really, really asset to the women's division.
True. And she teamed with Stat last night against Sisters of Sin, which, man, the Sisters of Sin, Julia Hart and Sky Blue, they're taking a lot of L's lately. A lot.
Sky Blue is right there.
Mm-hmm.
If she could get some mic work down instead of her backstage promos where I feel like she's reading off a teleprompter, I think she's got a super amount of potential, because her athleticism in the ring is very, very good.
Yeah.
She just needs to – she needs a little help. She needs somebody really to help her on the mic and really work around it. And I think she could be a huge asset to the women's division.
And maybe her boyfriend could help her, Kyle Fletcher.
Well, you know.
Well. Brendan James said, can't wait for Brody King versus Swerve. Yeah, I interesting matchup. We're going to get a Revolution there, kind of both calling each themselves the most dangerous man in AEW. When Kenny put that line out there a few weeks ago, saying that Brody King was the most dangerous man in AEW, I thought that was probably the direction we were going to go if we weren't going to get Kenny and Swerve at Revolution, was Swerve and Brody King. And yeah, there we are. So yeah, the Revolution cards with 2 weeks left looking pretty good so far.
It's probably going to have at least 9 matches on it.
Probably. Let me look up. I don't think the Brody Swerve one's official yet. I think there's officially only 4 matches, but you can kind of start guessing the other ones. So,
well, I mean, if you got 4 matches with 2.5 weeks to go, we might have 10.
I know. Might. Well, that used to be Tony's sweet spot, and not including 0 Hour. So, right. Amon said, looks like we might be getting 2 women's matches again on Dynamite. I'm all for that. The Inspiration are supposed to make their in-ring debut against the Brawling Birds. Yeah. Yeah, I'm excited about that. I think the Brawling Birds will win, but yeah, it's a good debut for them.
Sure. Well, it's a typical Tony debut. You bring in a outside team and you make them almost win and then take the L.
Yep. What do you think of – this hadn't been announced, but I think it will be for Revolution. What do you think of Tommaso Ciampa and Kyle Fletcher rematch for the TNT title? Too soon?
No, I don't think it's too soon. But after what I did see the match on Collision of him and
Lethal, Jay Lethal.
Jay Lethal. I was going to call him Jonathan Gresham. I get him confused.
I see this resemblance a little bit there.
But him and Lethal, and I love seeing Lethal back on mainstream television.
Yeah,
I think Lethal is a talent that just doesn't get enough. But that match was incredible. So yeah, I would love anything with Ciampa with the reins off, and you put him with Fletcher. You put him with a Briscoe. You put him with Jay Lethal. We could make a list, and they're gonna damn near steal the show.
Yeah, comment here. Big fan of the Brawling Birds promo banter. Yeah, they seem like a great match for each other. Alex Windsor and Jamie Hayter. I like this team.
I was looking at Majin's comment.
Oh. No, that's not what he was saying, Majin.
Really, Majin?
All right. This reminds me of another news.
Hey, hold on a second. I have not been on the pod since this happened.
Yeah.
Hey, Majin, who's your daddy?
Yeah, we shared this image for you, Shep, last week, but I kept it in the break.
Just to let you know. I watched on Sunday morning. I was on an airplane, okay? And luckily, I was on an airplane that had television. So I watched the whole hockey game, right? We land, and I luckily had to switch to Peacock. And I have the Peacock app on my phone. I'm walking through the Orlando airport, and Orlando, you have to take a tram to get to a tram to get to a tram, you know, to get to your bags. And I'm walking to the tram when Hughes hits the goal, and I have earbuds in, right? And I just throw my hands up and I go, yeah! And I look back and everybody just fucking staring at me. Man, nobody else is watching it on their phone like me. And two of the guys in my group, they weren't watching it. And they're like, dude, everybody just stared at you. I'm like, dude, we just hit the goal. We won the gold. And they're like, yeah, nobody gives a shit. I'm like, I do. Since
1980, it was kind of a pretty big deal. But
yeah, you know. I do. So, oh, you guys got lucky. Fuck off. You sound you sound like a true smelly Canadian.
Oh, I'm gonna leave that one go. But I see he keeps calling Steffi Housen. So speaking of Housen, we saw Dan Housen was in the box at Elimination Chamber last night, which there was a lot of teasing going on throughout the week. I called it like a month ago. I'm like, if it's a person, the only person that could be is Dan Housen. He's the only person that could live in that box for like a month. And I knew his contract was coming up soon. He was officially pulled from the AEW website yesterday. When that happens, because AEW is really good about not pulling talent until their contract is legitimately up, I'm like, it's going to happen. He was a surprise, and it went over in the United Center like a fart in church.
Was this almost as bad as the debut of the Shockmaster?
Almost, because the Shockmaster, I mean, he couldn't do anything after that. His head, his gear fell off. I mean, there was no recovering from that. I've seen people compare it to the Gobbledygooker.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's a good one.
Like, I think Dan Housen will be given more of a shot. Like, but they got to do it correctly. They got to do backstage stuff with him. Like him and R-Truth. You pair him with R-Truth, or you send him down to AAA with Mr. Iguana. Like, he's funny. He's entertaining. But you got to do it correctly. You can't do what you did last night. That's not going to work.
No. No, the most entertaining thing about his debut last night was the six girls in leather pants.
Which one of them was his wife?
Oh yeah, I'm gonna say this. Is she a Cabernet girl? Am I saying that? Cabaret.
I believe you're right.
Cabaret. Yeah. I don't know.
Well, in you know, I'm a smaller guy in stature. I'm only 5'9", so I'm not taking a diss at Dan Housen, but he looks smaller than the women. Wait, they're in the box. Like,
are you? Wait. Are you wearing fucking high tops at 5'9" or what? What are we doing?
I am not, you asshole. No, but like, it's just he's a very small guy for the WWE to bring in, and like, I'm just sitting there watching this. I'm like, how are they going to use him? How is this going to work?
Again, I think I text you and Paul, but I think if for it to work.
I mean, he'll sell a shit ton of merch with that marketing machine behind him.
I think he will replace R-Truth. I think R-Truth is on his way out. You know,
well,
he's
trying to be once. Kind of. Not to his – he was ready for it after they let him go for like 2 days.
But I think you're going to need somebody to replace him because R-Truth is going to – you know, he's ran his course. And he's 50-some years old. So you're going to need another guy like that and – if they can market him that way and book him that way where he – and even if he shows up in NXT, SmackDown, Raw, and just has those 1 to 2 minute comedic bits, he can get over and like you said, he'll sell a shit ton of merch.
He will. People love him. Yeah. But that was people on the indies and even AEW fans. We'll see how the WWE fans like – because that's what I thought AEW, even though they sold a lot of his merch, they could have even done more with his merch, and they didn't. I mean, AEW struggles when it comes to their merch. They really do.
Hey, Majin, Hulk Hogan couldn't wrestle either, just to let you know.
and Majin was talking about how he's heard that Shockmaster was sabotaged, and they set up a step for him to trip over. And great comment here. Is that what happened to LA last night, too? Oh. Do you see that, Chip?
I did not see. He obviously tripped. I just saw highlights of the main event.
No, he bought. He was supposed to hit his finisher off the top rope, and he slipped.
No,
that's twice in a big PLE where he's screwed up. He's botched because he did it Money in the Bank last year.
Oh yeah, you're right.
I mean, you know, accidents happen. Don't get me wrong, but like, you gotta deliver in big spots and.
He slipped.
Doesn't look good for you. Yeah.
So speaking of that, Drew McIntyre gets involved, yada, yada, yep. yada.
Yep.
Randy Orton wins.
Yep. Which I'm a Randy guy. Randy's on my Mount Rushmore favorites. Yep. So I was happy
so
with that.
Randy's going to WrestleMania.
Yep.
Nick Aldis is pissed. Yep. Post scrum or whatever they call it nowadays. Yep. He makes a match, McIntyre versus Rhodes Friday night. Yep. Undisputed championship. I think Rhodes goes over. We have Rhodes versus Orton, which is a way bigger draw than Drew McIntyre versus anybody.
It is way bigger draw, and I could definitely see that scenario playing out, you said. But
since they haven't sold enough tickets yet.
Here's my prediction. We get interference from Jacob or maybe Sami Zayn, and it's going to be a 4 or 5-way match for the title at Mania.
That's lazy booking.
I know, but if not, then do you get McIntyre and Fatu just straight up 1-on-1? Because there's too many moving parts not to have them included at Mania.
I'm sure there's a way to involve them, but you have to have a clear.
I agree, Majin. I agree with that.
You have to have a clear night one and clear night two main event. That's what you're going to market. You can't have. Yep. Trust me, I love GCW, but you can't have the typical GCW, the scramble.
Right.
Or, you know, the fuck it, as they call it on spring break. You know, or clusterfuck, as they call it. Yep. Sorry. Excuse my French.
Brody Jr. won last year.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, give us the E explicit thing there.
I mean, that was already that's a given. So,
yeah, that's a given. But no, I'm just saying you can't have that. This is Wrestle Freaking Mania.
Doesn't feel special this year so far.
It's because they're struggling. You know, they've had so much negative press, no watch parties in Vegas.
or Chicago for the Chamber.
Or Chicago, yeah. You can't have any watch parties. You know, you got a ton of people that go out to Vegas to go to the convention centers, independent shows.
Sure.
Spend their money everywhere else. And even I'm sure they go to the WWE shop.
Which is
massive. Uh-huh. And then turn around and say, nah, you need to buy $1,000 ticket or you're fucked.
Yeah.
You know, to me, that's negative. So if we're going to try to overcome that, right? And Randy Orton, Cody Rhodes, two of the best.
That's a lot of history there. A lot of history there.
So come on.
Yeah.
And then obviously we're going to have Roman Punk.
Yeah.
Okay.
Which has been kind of blah so far, but.
Yeah, we got time. We got time. Yeah.
I'm just saying, like, I think, and I know it's coming, but in the 2 months that AEW's had to build for Revolution, in the 2 months so far that WWE's had to build for Mania, Revolution build's killing the Mania build.
Yeah.
And I'm not wearing my black and gold glasses either. I'm trying to say that as a
but just wrestling fan. In Tony's defense, he's only got a one-night window to worry about.
Yes.
Okay. And he's got two shows a week to worry about it.
Right.
Now all of a sudden you have a two-night window, which is 4 hours a night. So you have 8 hours worth of content you gotta to build stories to, where Tony's worried about 3 hours on one night.
Tony does 5, let's be honest. But Mania used to be 8 to 10 hours one night. Honestly, as a wrestling fan, I still wish it was one night, even though it was long.
I think making
it two nights just kind of, and I know Japan, New Japan does, but the two night thing, ever since they did that, it just doesn't feel as special to me. I don't know.
New Japan, you got to throw them out of there because they have it in one venue. It's true, the same venue every year.
Good point.
And everybody knows that. Here, you know, obviously we're back in Vegas again.
Because, which is dumb. But.
Because the town of Vegas decided to say, hey, or city of Vegas, I shouldn't call the town. But the city of Vegas ponied up enough money where they looked at New Orleans and went.
Yeah, New Orleans gets money in the bank for a consolation prize. But, like, and this is the last comment I'll make, then we'll get back to AEW. And this does tie into AEW. Next year, when this thing's in Saudi, AEW has to take advantage of that WrestleMania week and have a big event and have WrestleCon and have all that stuff, because they're not going to go over to Saudi. So you got to take advantage of that next year in 2027.
I don't get political on here, but what's happened over the last 48 hours, there's a chance we might not go to Saudi next year.
Well, they still got to go to Saudi this year a few more times. So,
well, I mean, I think that all could change, but yes, yeah. In your point, if that happens, yes, I think there's got to be something here in the States.
They got to, I mean,
for them, because your independents can't afford to travel over there.
No.
So
WrestleCon's not going to travel over there. I mean, you got to take advantage of that. And then that opens up a lot of other people's eyeballs. Like, I have a friend who's just got back into wrestling recently, right? And it was watching WWE. And I told him, hey, man, you need to check out AEW. And I'm like, it's my favorite promotion, but I think you'd really like it. So he's starting to watch it, and he's really getting into it. Like, asking me questions. I've sent him, like, there's some good YouTube videos of, like, years. Recaps for years so he can get caught up, because he was starting to watch it from like 2019 up on HBO Max. I'm like, that's gonna take you forever, dude. But he's really enjoying it. So, I mean, I think a lot of people, if they give AEW a chance, especially right now when they're hitting, really gonna like it. So,
yeah, I mean, look at me. I was an Attitude Era punk, right?
Right.
And loved it. And then the PG era rolled in and I lost interest. I mean, I still tuned in, you know, time for time. And then, I mean, every year I watched WrestleMania every year. That was my,
right.
That was my gig every year, even though I didn't watch the build to WrestleMania. I just watched it. In fact, you'll love this, Tanner, cause you're a homer like me. My yearly tradition is to get a large Nubiano's pizza. And a 2 liter. Nowadays, that's not a 2 liter; it's a handle. But you know, it's like I gotta have my Nubiano's pizza, and it's WrestleMania night.
But now you got two nights.
Now you got two nights, and I you know what though? It's not the same. Like yeah, and on Saturday night I watch a little bit of it, but my Nubiano's pizza is on Sunday night. Like on Sunday night.
It has to be, man.
Yeah, it's my Sunday night. So
that's the thing for me when they talk about main events. I still consider night two main event the main event, not night one.
Because it ends the show. It ends it, you know.
So. It ends the season, if you will, for WWE. So another bit of news I wanted to speak on before we get into Dynamite and Collision. Did you see where ROH looks like ROH might have a new home for the foreseeable future?
I have not seen that.
Jacksonville, Florida. They did tapings today, and Tony said it's at the WJCT Studios. It's going to be the home of ROH going forward for a little while.
Makes sense.
I like it. Going back to, you know, a little bit of that Sinclair era when they were pretty much in one building.
Okay. I could get down with that. And I mean, I'm sure it's easier for them in production, and obviously Tony's office is right down the road.
Well, and you're not asking fans to stay another hour after shows, Dynamite or Collision, you know,
that, or show up early, try to be there an hour, you know, earlier when you're working and try to get to an arena. So,
right. So, but yeah, no, I think that's a good move for all involved. Dynamite Collision, I thought was two good shows again this week. Love that venue in Denver. The ballroom there, I thought that was really cool.
They call it, okay, it's, I was going to call it more of a theater, but
yeah, I think the ballroom's like the title of it, but it looks more of a theater, and it was sold out, and I thought the crowd was hot.
Crowd was great. Crowd was really good. And the main event was even better.
Oh, the main event was so much fun. That was Stadium Stampede light, but it was so much fun.
There was more action in that match, which okay, whenever we get a no holds bar, put your city name here, street mm-hmm. fight, you know, we mm-hmm. can all kind of like predict it, but you do an 8-man wild card, and I mean, you had
that was a 10-man.
Or 10-man, sorry. Yeah, it was a 10-man. Yep. You had a 10 man. You had shit going on. At one point, I'm thinking, Tony Khan, you need to have one more camera.
Yeah. The three cameras weren't enough. Yeah.
But yeah. You need a fourth camera here to catch up. But at the end of the day, all the guys delivered great, entertaining main event when it comes. Because when you think about it, you're like, oh, another 10 guy. You're like, oh boy, here we go. But these guys brought it. And I thought the bump of the night was Cash Wheeler through the table head first. That was nuts.
Yeah, he takes some big bumps, if you've noticed. He does. And they played Tarzan Boy, Jack Perry's theme through the match. That was awesome because that made me think of State of Stampede when they usually do a song for a little while. And Shep, how about the Rascals? I find these guys so entertaining.
First of all, they're athletic as hell.
Myron Reed, who wasn't even in the match, that dude was ridiculous.
Yeah.
The other night.
They are athletic as all get out. And quicker than a hiccup, as JR would say. really entertaining. You pair those guys with the Bucks, come on. You're gonna have some high flying shit.
And how about that spot? You know, we've seen a lot. We've seen a lot of wrestling and we've seen a lot of stuff. So it's like, what else could they come up with for us? The spot where Jack Perry gets the pulls out the dust canister and smacks one of the members of GOA with it right in the head, and dust goes everywhere. I was like, that's brilliant. That was great.
That was good.
He busted it pretty good, too.
Oh, it was not held back. It was all of it.
No, but I thought everybody was good. Ricochet was good. GOA was good. FTR was good. Rascals, the Bucks, and Jack Perry. I thought everybody did their part well, and it just went over really well. In the end, Jack Perry got the pin on Ricochet. So
good. I love Ricochet taking that pin. Mm-hmm. I am, you know me, I'm not a Ricochet fan.
See, he called out Chris Jericho on Twitter.
I did not.
He tagged Jericho and said, "Hey Jericho, after you're done with your little karaoke tour, how about you come back and challenge me for the national title?"
Oh wow.
I'm sure Jericho won't take the bait. I still think he's leaving, but hey, never know.
Well, here's the thing. If he's gonna leave, he's got to do it now because we've already had one announcement for Hall of Fame inductee, AJ Styles.
Two. And Stephanie McMahon.
Oh, Stephanie. Yeah, Stephanie was a while back.
Yeah, it was. It was.
But if you're going to do it, you're going to do it now. Now, if he's going to wait and give a year or 8-9 months – of actual in-ring work and then take his Hall of Fame induction next January. Okay. But I think the only reason Jericho would go back there is to get in the Hall of Fame and it makes sense. Yeah. He deserves to be in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah. Yeah. And the one thing I think I don't know the guy, maybe holding things up if he's unsure, is if he goes there, his podcast, he either has to end it or it becomes a property of the WWE. Like so many of their podcasts, then it gets watered down. And his cruise, he probably can't do in October. That's already booked. So, like, he probably won't be able to do his outside stuff because Cardona can't do much of his stuff anymore. He knew some, but not all.
Did Cardona cancel his podcast?
No, but he can only talk. I think he can only be in discussion for certain things. Like when Myers and Smart Mark talk about the other stuff. So,
yeah
but he doesn't. I mean, of course, Major's still his company, part of his company, but I don't know how involved he is with it now. So,
well, if Jericho has the cruise in October, he does the cruise in October. He works November, December, January, February. Gets inducted in March and begins. Yeah.
Well, the interesting thing is about that cruise. There's no AEW talent announced as of now. Usually there is,
and last year there was very little AEW talent.
There was. You're right. There was. So, yep.
So every year there's little less and less and less. I mean, at one point, didn't we have a live Dynamite?
In 2020. Yeah,
we had a live Dynamite on the cruise.
So when Hangman and Kenny defeated SCU for the tag titles and the Bucks threw MJF in the pool, there's a lot of good stuff. That's where Judas started being sang by the crowd. It was on that cruise. Yeah.
That was 2020.
Yeah, that was very early, like right before the pandemic, very early AEW, like when it was still getting off the ground. Yeah.
Holy shit, I'm old. Yeah.
Time flies, man. Time flies.
Time flies when you're having fun.
Comment here. Jericho has been stale for me for quite a while, but if I hear his old theme in WWE, I might just pop.
That's good. You want to hear the old theme, you want the lights to go out, and all of a sudden you want to see that stupid lighted jacket going.
Yeah.
and then we're all gonna pop. We're all gonna pop like 14-year-old dumbasses, right?
Yep, very, very well said. I loved how Dynamite, go back to Dynamite, started this week. John Moxley versus El Clone. El Clone is awesome. He's better than Hologram. And I'm going to hate when Hologram comes back and they have Hologram go over this guy. Because they shouldn't. El Clone is better than Hologram. And Hologram's good, but this El Clone guy is fantastic.
Now, let me ask you a question. Is the guy only good as the guy he's in the ring with?
I mean, I've seen him in a handful of matches. Now, I haven't seen a ton. I think he brings it every time.
Okay.
So, I think he's legit good. But and Mox can go with anybody.
I thought this open challenge Mox of late is some of the best Mox we've seen in a couple of years.
Yeah.
We're getting 20 minutes of it free every Wednesday night.
Well, and we're getting no timeline between him and Takeshita rematch at Revolution. For the Continental Championship. So, okay.
You know, you see Mox going 20 minutes every Wednesday night, and then all of a sudden you throw a no time limit.
Mm-hmm.
Does that mean they're going to go 60 minutes?
I don't think 60, but at least 30.
They'll go 30.
Yeah.
Mm. I mean, when you throw that no time limit bullshit out, they're going to go longer than 20.
And let's be honest, I'll throw it out here. I know we're going to have our predictions show in 2 weeks, but Takeshita's going to take that thing off him.
It's due.
Yeah, he beat Takeshita. Then they tied with the time limit. Takeshita's got to get him this time because they're going to piss me off. I ran about it last week. They're going to piss me off. They're going to put the Continental on Takeshita. You got the International on Okada. They got unfinished business. They're going to fight again, and then we're going to bring back the Unified yet again. And then I'm going to be pissed off yet again because Tony can't make up his mind if he wants the Unified or split it up.
Well, you're
Tony loves belts.
There's a wild card in there you're forgetting about.
Hmm.
Because they're all Don Callis people. You're forgetting about Fletcher with the TNT. Yeah. All of a sudden, now you got three belts and three guys that all of a sudden have an ego. Are you gonna listen to the IWC and say, wait, you have too many freaking belts and merge all three of those together?
Could. If so, I wish it would just be TNT, to be honest, because that was the staple. But, and Fletcher's interesting because he's with Takeshita, or no, he's with Okada right now, Proto Okada, but Takeshita thinks him and Fletcher are tight too. So Fletcher's soon, story-wise, going to be a rock between a hard place, between two teams. So, just good storytelling there. They do it right.
Yes, he did 6-7.
Yeah, on accident. I do. So that's what I hate. I've done this motion for years, and now there's a stupid thing behind it.
You're a little too young. I'm not. But funny you say that. I watched Major League and Major League 2 last night.
I love those movies.
No marbles. It's kind of the Major same League thing.
Yep.
Major no League marbles. You know, same thing. So, you know.
Thank you. Comment says, as my 9-year-old says, that's so last year. I hope so. Tired of this.
As your 9-year-old. Holy shit.
Tired of that.
Oh, wow.
Shep's got 2 kids under 9, if you didn't know that. That's where that comment's coming from.
I do. I do have 2 kids under 9.
What'd you think of OC versus Gabe Kidd? I know you're a big Gabe Kidd guy.
I thought this match was really, really good.
Gabe Kidd got the win.
But OC did not look bad at all.
No.
He got – I don't want to be that guy. He got his shit in, but he got his shit in plus some. And for a minute there, I thought, shit, OC might go over. Didn't. I love that. And then, obviously, Clark Connors comes down. And
you like Clark Connors?
I don't know enough of Clark Connors.
I don't either.
To like you – to like him or dislike him.
Right.
So We'll see. I don't know if Clark Connors belongs with Gabe Kidd.
Thanks for tuning in tonight. Appreciate it.
Peace out. Have a good week. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if those two belong together because I've always thought Gabe Kidd would be in the Death Riders.
He's the mercenary, so he still is. But
yeah, so
Mod said then out comes Snorby Allen.
Did you guys see the clip where Darby? Do you think that was really he got kicked out of that Uber or that was staged?
I think it was staged.
Okay,
I think it was, but
if so, just looking. And I'm a car guy, right? Just looking at the back seat in the cloth, that was a really shitty fucking Uber.
Right, right.
Like
that fits Darby though. That fits Darby.
Yeah, yeah. Darby hit the econ button or economy button on Uber and said,
"Yes,
give me the 1998 Lumina."
Yes.
You know the one Trent put Mama Sue through, you know, through the yes. windshield. Give me that one. So yeah, I thought that was a little stage. Which he was doing live TV, wasn't he?
He was doing a recording with the radio station.
Was the radio station okay?
Yeah, and the guy, the Uber driver, was getting pissed that he was doing it on speaker, and yeah.
Okay, so you thought it was staged.
I did, but
well, he did show footage of literally being dropped on the side of a 4-lane highway.
Yeah, he did.
Crazy Darby.
So we saw Kevin Knight in action, singles action, Dynamite. And we're seeing him on this Wednesday night, upcoming Wednesday night in El Paso. He challenged MJF for the world title. So we're seeing a lot of Kevin Knight in singles action, but not Speedball. That tells me where Tony wants to go with Kevin Knight as soon as they lose the
Well, team. And he made a comment that, you know, he's got a couple matches to win, but he wants to be in the main title picture.
Right. Which I think he is a future piece, future player of the company. But I'm just kind of surprised because I think Speedball can go too. I'm kind of surprised we're not seeing a lot of singles action out of Speedball.
Okay, throwing this out there. I don't know if you've seen this. But have you seen that Hayabusa has returned to wrestling?
Yes.
And they've kept this under wraps. It's got to be Speedball Mike Bailey. My prediction is the new Hayabusa is Speedball Mike Bailey.
Okay.
And I've looked. The two things I've seen where he's booked are Hayabusa's booked. There's no AEW shows.
Interesting. I'll have to keep tabs on that.
Yeah. It's my two cents.
What do you think of MJF Hangman, the stipulation for Revolution, where it's Texas Death now we know because MJF tried to pull fast one, but it was same was side that, quarter.
Was that not predictable?
I thought it was good, though.
It was good.
But if Hangman loses, he can never challenge for the world title again. And I talked to Paul in length about this last week, my opinion. But I want yours.
He can never challenge it again.
Yeah, not just why MJF has it again. He's going to Cody Rhodes himself if he loses.
And then that did not work out well for Cody.
No, that was a huge mistake for Cody.
Yeah.
Looking back on it.
I don't know. If it's it could also be a schmoz finish as well.
Could be. And what I said last week is, at first when they did it, I was pissed because I'm like, great. You just screwed Cody. It's going to screw Hangman. Then I got to thinking, it can work with Hangman. He could always, in the future, down the road, turn heel. Go back on it all and go for it. Somebody a year from now can hang it over his head. And you know, they can, it's pro wrestling. They can make it work. Because you can't tell me, because I don't think Hangman's going to win this match. Another spoiler for my predictions in 2 weeks. But I also don't think Hangman's going to go the rest of his AEW career not challenging for the world championship.
No, Hangman's like, what, 32 years old?
Yeah, something like that.
If that.
Yeah. And Paul's like, well, he doesn't need the title.
He doesn't, but if you remember the depressed Hangman phase?
Mm-hmm.
The drinking depressed Hangman phase? Like, mm-hmm. Which was entertaining, but it wore its course. I don't know how many other personalities you can put on Hangman. I think, you know, he needs that opportunity or needs that asterisk by him at all times that he could be your next world champion. So
yeah,
I'm not saying I'm giving you my pick right now, but
I don't see them pulling off Max this quickly.
It'll be a low number for me. Let's put it that way.
That's fair. Collision, because we've kind of covered everything else in Dynamite here and there already. Collision, we saw Death Riders against Callis Family, and the Death Riders got the win. One thing I enjoyed was the Callis Family kept trying to take the beanie off Yuta and were unsuccessful. But later in the night, Tony Storm got the beanie off Yuta. We saw Yuta with his bald ass shaved head. But what made me laugh is he had a hoodie. He could have put it up over his head and he never did.
No, he just ran. He ran in the
crowd. Yeah, he just ran around the crowd. So, actually, not a bad look for you to be honest.
It was time. That was some That was some nappy ass hair.
Yep. We already covered Ciampa and Lethal earlier. The Brawling Birds got a win. But the Proto Kata was against Top Flight. They got a win. And then that's when the Trios title challenge came from Jet Speed Rodeo. And Tony Storm went over to Zeta Steel, but after the match, Marina attacked her, and then that's when she pulled Yuta's beanie off. And that's not done yet. We're going to get another match between Tony and Marina, probably at Revolution.
Yeah, probably. I think they'll throw a stip in that. There'll be some stipulation in that match. Let me rephrase that. There'll be a gimmick in that match.
Yeah, there should be. And Dynamite this upcoming week. We got two world title matches. MJF versus The Jet, Kevin Knight, and Tech Love versus Thunder Rosa. And we also have Inspiration versus The Brawling Birds. And there's somebody else that's going to have a talking segment, but I'm not seeing it on the lineup. I don't remember who that was. A good card so far. So nothing else on a Collision was too talk worthy. I mean, Andrade beat Ishii in the main event. Then Bandido came and tried to shake his hand and Andrade spit on his hand. I'm setting that match up for Revolution. So yeah, rocking and rolling 2 weeks from tonight.
It was a great weekend to be a pro wrestling fan. If you think about all the pro wrestling that went on this weekend. I mean, mm-hmm. your main mm-hmm. companies, your main companies, but your independents, you had two great GCW shows. You had Warrior Wrestling down in Cincinnati at Rheingeist Brewery.
Yep. Yeah. I've been to that brewery, but I've not watched wrestling there. So.
I've never been to the brewery, but I think I've had their sour beer, which I like a sour beer.
Their beers you can find all over the state. So.
I think that my local Dame Landing carries some Rheingeist beer.
That would not surprise me.
Yeah. You know? But you had that show, which was kind of had a handful of AEW talent there. You know, the GCW shows, your Elimination Chamber, your Collision. It was a fun weekend to be a professional wrestling fan. You literally didn't have to leave the couch if you didn't want to.
Yeah, it's kind of that time of year from here through April. Got a lot of big events coming up. I mean, heck, AEW's got two pay-per-views coming up now before WWE's next one, which is Mania, because Dynasty in April from Vancouver, that happens before Mania in April does. So.
Perfect.
You know, which I've liked this break between World's End and Revolution, and the build to Revolution's been good. Like, it kind of takes it back in the old AEW days when we only had four pay-per-views. But sure, now that we have 10 – we don't get breaks too often.
Yeah. You know, the original when AEW did that one a quarter was the old WWF mantra, model. You know, they had the four big ones and then all of a sudden they started those in, you remember the in your house.
Yeah.
In your house. Yeah. So you now they have one a month, one of their PLEs a month. So, you know, to have 10 out of 12 months isn't bad.
No. And the only break now, of course, I'm thinking there's another month last year. I think it was August. They had a break last year because they did All In July. But we know All In's in August this year. Double or Nothing's in May. Nothing's been announced for June or July, but that's usually Forbidden Door time. So the AEW doesn't announce their pay-per-views too far in advance. We do know Double or Nothing's happening in Queens. I think tickets go on sale this week, which will be cool. Louis Armstrong. Arthur Ashe. It's the one right next, because Arthur Ashe is having some reconstruction happen.
Oh, okay.
It holds like, I think, 18,000 instead of 20 some, but still it should be a good venue for it. Still outdoors. So
perfect. Perfect. I love outdoor stadiums. Mm-hmm.
So, or has a hole in the roof type thing. It's maybe not all outdoors, but you know, so, but it'll be interesting. That'll be a new market for Double or Nothing. And then we'll see where all the other pay-per-views land. So, and they'll be going to Canada here in April. And I know Majin's attending the Winnipeg show.
Does Cope and Christian come back at that one?
God, I hope. I think they come back at Revolution. And set up the match. But my God, we've been saying this for months. Like, they're going to be back soon. They're going to be back soon. And they haven't been. Majin's true. They've cut down on announcing pay-per-views so far in advance because they know the Fed will immediately try to sabotage them. Good point.
Yeah, because I as much as the Fed would tell you they wouldn't do it,
they did it last year. all year long.
Yeah, yeah. I think Trips was.
And then Triple H like, welcome to a new era. Did you enjoy the show? It's all part of the show, man.
Yeah.
I need to cut that piece and play it once in a while on the podcast. That was one of my favorite things ever. You enjoy the show? It's all part of the show, man.
You know, in the midst of his protein shakes.
Yeah. Yeah. New era for the fifth time. It's new era.
Yeah. Oh, it's not the Paul Levesque era anymore.
Yeah, it's new era. Anything else, Shep, you want to hit on?
Nah, man.
Or AEW or wrestling or anything.
I'm good. I think it was a great week for AEW. I think it was a great week for professional wrestling. And I mean, we're in mania season, so everything's going to be good here for the next 60 days. So just buckle up, pour you a drink, and enjoy the show, man.
It's all part of the show, man.
It's all part of the show.
Well, thanks everybody for listening, tuning in. Like always, please take a minute and go follow us on all social media at Kicking Out Pod, and make sure you're subscribed to our YouTube channel. We're really trying to grow that thing. We're close to a milestone number. We're about 30 away. So if you're already subscribed, tell your friends. Easy, free way to support our podcast, and another easy and free way to support our podcast.
I thought you said three-way all of a sudden. You said freeway.
Free. F-R-E. Oh,
I thought you freeway. Were offering. I was like, damn, Tanner's desperate for subscribers. He's offering a three-way.
Nope. Not everybody can get that lucky. Sorry. Free. F-R-E-E. Freeway.
That would have been a perfect time for you to play Paul's GIF.
I'll play it one more time. Trust me, I will play it one more time. Another free way to support our podcast is making sure you're subscribed or following on Apple Podcasts and Spotify and leaving us a 5-star rating and review. That really helps us out in the rankings of all pro wrestling podcasts, because everybody and their mother has a pro wrestling podcast anymore. So, and not all are focused on AEW though, like we are here at the Kicking Out Podcast.
Mama Wayne wants to start one. I'm holding her off.
Yeah. But yeah, I saw your stepson Nick's back in ROH.
He's back, and God, is he jacked.
What you been feeding that boy?
Well, you know, a little steak and potatoes, little whole milk. You know, Mama Wayne likes that whole milk, if you know what I mean.
You do too, if you know what I mean.
Yeah. No, but yeah, he's back and he looks better. I mean, obviously when he started,
he's still what, 20, 21?
Yeah. I mean, he started at 18. He was a child.
Yeah.
Obviously he's 20, 21 now. And he came back. He's still ROH TV champion. And yeah, yep. I mean, he put some size on him. So,
yep.
Again, I hope he does well. Hope he's not another freaking Sammy Guevara, but
that's fair. That's fair.
Maybe Sammy Guevara can dig his way out of the trenches.
Yeah, he's an ROH too. So, but if you do want to spend some money, and support our podcast, you can do that at two great places. First one being kickingoutshop.com, in which we got t-shirts on there. Look at that. We got a Mountain Dew Paul. We got a Main Event ship. We got the 1-2 Kicking Out. We got the KOFNP, the ECW inspired design there. We also got KOFNP mug, and we got the logo on the hoodies, on mugs. We got the NWO inspired hoodies and mugs and t-shirts. We got the explicit, because Shep makes us that every single week. And we got the throwback, the original logo on hoodies, t-shirts, cutoffs, mugs, and more. We got pint glasses. So go check out our merch at kickingoutshop.com. And you can also check out our pro wrestling tees store, which I need to bring that up here. You can find a few exclusive t-shirts on there where you won't find anywhere else. Waiting for it to load. I had this problem last week.
Well, you got that fast. You got that fast interweb there, Tanner.
Well, I'm blaming the
computer.
Well, computer or the website. There we go.
There you go.
Whoa. We got the logo t-shirt there as well. And then we got six different designs. You can only get a pro wrestling tees. We got a Christmas design. We got an orange. Some say it's Taz inspired. Some say it's Halloween inspired. And we got the white with the black lettering. And we got the gray with black lettering and the black with the white logo. So check us out either way, kickingoutshop.com or pro wrestling tees. Support a great podcast and look great doing so. We'd really appreciate it. And you can follow all of us on social media. I'm at TaylorLee92 on the Twitter and the Instagram. Shep is at TheShep27. And Paul Zartman is at PaulZartman87. And we can't leave without giving Paul's message here one more time.
Big meaty man. Big meaty man slapping each other.
God, I can't wait just to text that to like 100 people.
Oh, yeah, I will send it over.
Yeah, I can't wait. You put that on Discord, and it's going to go everywhere.
Yep. Paul has probably no idea. If he was tuning in and I didn't comment, our phones didn't alert us. So,
yes, exactly. Yeah.
But until next week, for us as Shepherd, I'm Taryn Lee. Join us as we'll be kicking out yet another podcast.
This is where I say goodbye, mwah, and good night. Bang!